Hello, hello, hello. You guys are listening to WMUC College Park FM. Wait, no, the mic is...
WMUC FM
College Park.
He's not sure where he's at.
Jesus.
Oh my god, the mics... I mean, the headphones don't... Oh no, they do work. Okay. And we're so back today. I'm Axel.
I'm Val.
And I'm Benji.
And today we have a guest, you guys. We're training once again.
And we are...
We are La Mezcla! Hey! Okay, come say your name.
I'm Moiz.
Yes, and Moiz, tell us a little bit about your show concept that you're here to train for.
Whoa.
So my show concept is just really playing like any like unrecognized artists, underground artists, a lot of like different kind of music. I want to get into like alt rock, you know, some Mexican post-punk, all this like little stuff, you know, and just really anything that I think people would be interested in hearing.
And do you want to try on the headphones so you know what it sounds like?
Yeah.
How
doesn't that sound great?
Actually, do you want to switch seats?
I low-key like only hear it in like one.
Yeah. No, they're top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, appreciate it. Okay.
That way you can see everything.
This is true. So the second mic doesn't really work at all. So we only use this one, and this is new.
Oh, wow.
So let's also talk about like where we're at with the what we're listening to today. What's the theme? What are we going?
The theme?
The theme is Moiz.
The theme is Moiz, bro.
Yay!
And do you know our show concept?
I have no idea, actually.
Our show concept, we go around. Yeah, guys, there's like 3 fans in here. Mind you, the FM studio is never hot because of the window. Yeah. So I don't know why it's all here and not in the lobby. Anyways. Moiz, our show concept, or how we pitched it, is international music, but we go around countries and regions and, like, kind of figuring out what, like, is nostalgic for the people, you know, of those regions, like, what their parents were listening to, what their uncles were listening to, like, uncle music,
uncle
right?
Uncle music, okay.
Yeah, so we literally, like, just rip off of, you know, uncles, aunts.
And yeah, this is true.
Grandpas.
But grandmas. Mainly jazz music as well.
Yeah. We started off with jazz and then we ventured off, but I really like the venturing off of like jazz because it's like there's little bits and crumbs of jazz and a lot of everything.
That's a lot of influence. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of influence. So maybe you can play a little something for us that reminds you of your parents, grandparents.
Wow, okay. Oh, wow, yeah. That's a big ask. I mean, I can definitely spin something up.
Spin something up.
Well, that's going on. I'm going to play a PSA for you guys.
No, I'm kidding. First time in this
studio. So, Moiz, this is one of the things they'll ask you to do on your test, is to play a PSA, which is a...
What do we want to listen to today?
I always do the farmer's market, unless you guys are a person.
The Lean On Me, bro.
Lean On Me.
Farmer's market, yeah.
Farmer's market. Just started again.
Yeah.
Yes, the farmer's market just started.
Hashtag shout out the farmer's market, bro.
Yeah, we love the farmer's
Everybody go. Wednesday.
I say farmer, you say market.
Farmers?
Market.
Oh, we switched.
Wait, what?
What?
You were supposed to say farmers.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Those are the only 4 you're ever going
to
use.
Yeah.
Okay, like the first 4 right there?
Or these first 3
five.
Right here.
All
right. The phone you're never going to use.
Yeah, you're never going to use the phone.
Yeah, you're going to use those 2, and then you're going to use the PC.
All right.
Unless you want to call people on your show.
And guys, maybe. This is Moiz's first day in the stew.
First.
So be kind, be loving, give him digital hugs.
Wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love digital hugs.
All the cords are like low-key strangling me right now.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
No. I don't know how it started, but they're all, I'm like.
Oh, I can just take this off.
No, you're good. It's not you, it's like other stuff here.
Oh. Like, yeah, there's like hella stuff, like, bro. Yeah. Life in the stew, bro.
Life in the stew.
Getting strangled by wires, man.
Literally, bro. So let's sign into the
sign
spot.
In.
All right. Yeah.
Or should we just do? Oh yeah, your Spotify, Benji. Or should we do YouTube?
We can do mine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll log in.
Okay.
So does it really matter like what PSA you play?
Oh, someone didn't log off.
Anything?
You can pick anything. Our favorite ones. Everyone's favorite is the Filipino Student Association because it's really funny.
It's funny.
So you'll hear that a lot if you're ever listening to the radio.
Okay.
But our favorite, or my favorite, I'll say, is the Farmer's Market because I love the Farmer's Market.
No, the Farmer's Market's goated, dude.
No, I...
Very, very fun.
Very goated.
And like let us know in the comments what your favorite spot at the Farmer's Market is. Please let us know. I'm very...
Are you guys... Yeah.
Actually, start with yours, Axel. What's yours?
Are you tapped into the Sattar Focaccia?
Whoa.
The bakery?
Oh. Girl, that's like the main one.
Yeah.
Tell them about the one.
Yes. So yesterday they were back, right? And then I was like, I forgot they sell wine. And then I go over, right? Because I'm like going to have my friend Emmanuel over. And I'm like, wait, like a bottle of wine would be cool. And then she's like, oh, you can sample them. And I'm like, wait, I can sample them.
Wow.
And then I sampled them and it was lovely. And then she like recommended me a bottle of wine. And I was like, whoa, I've never done this. I've never, you know, like, and so I bought a bottle of wine. It was quite nice.
You know what's funny is that I had an entire bottle of wine last night.
That's Whoa. Amazing.
It was exquisite. I was watching Sinners with my friends and just like, I don't know, I just went and picked a bottle up and just finished it. It was that good.
Whoa. Yeah. What's crazy is we had a very long conversation between like the like which movie was better between Sinners and
One Battle.
What was it called?
One Battle After Another.
Oh yeah, One Battle After Another.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Really? Yeah. I haven't watched it either, but our friends were like actually going insane in the back of a van.
What were they thinking?
It was like literally four. It was like Loki a 6v1.
6v1.
6v1 and the bro, the one Loki was holding up, but he failed. He definitely died.
He failed.
Wait, who was like what was the Sinners that was like the six people or like
yeah Sinners was the six people
and then one battle after another was one person and me kind of halfway. So,
okay.
Do we? I don't even know if we want to get into this whole debacle right now.
No, it's okay. Yeah,
it's Loki. We'll talk about it off.
Have you guys watched One Battle?
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay.
But I want to explain.
Do you guys want to play something from the Sinner soundtrack? I really like the soundtrack.
It has already has it pulled up.
I already have it pulled up, but it, like
do you guys want to? Already pulled
I'm
up.
Down, yeah.
What song though? Like I don't know. I don't know what song.
The Dublin one.
No.
Rock and Roll.
Like, it's the only one.
Dublin?
Definitely the most like recognizable.
Yes, bro.
I'm so.
We gotta set the tone for the show.
Yeah, bro.
You don't want it. Is that?
I lied to you, yeah. I lied
bro,
to you. Right
Chris
here.
Needs to tap in right now. DJ Weatherboy, tap in immediately.
Do you want
who the hell is DJ Weatherboy?
Coming soon, bro. You don't even know yet.
Oh my god.
DJ Weatherboy is
that's
a different beast.
Looks like I'm not quite tapped in yet.
Okay, bye guys.
Something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. It might hurt you. Hope you don't lose your mind. Well, I was just a boy, about 8 years old. Threw me a Bible on that Mississippi road. See, I love you, Papa. You did all you could do. And they say the truth hurts, so I lied to you. Yes, I lied to you. I love the blues. Take me in your arms tonight. Well, all right.
Yeah, there you go.
We're back. I hope you guys like that song.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
I feel like Mike 2 is going to trip out.
This one's not working. Try on this one. Is that what you meant?
So I think I'm like stepping on the wire or something right now.
Hello.
Guys, tell us in the comments, like, how did you feel about Sinners? Damn, dropped the whole phone. Yeah, right now we're going to listen to more of Moise's music. So be kind, you know. This is his first time playing music on FM, too. This isn't Dij, guys. He's playing in front of 12 people right now. This is a big deal, bro.
It's a big deal, bro.
Yo, low-key, if you screw this up, bro, you're done.
No,
forever.
I'm cooking right now.
Okay. Yeah. Mind you, 5 minutes ago, Axel was like, yeah, you're ready to go.
You're ready.
Not knowing that they were saying, like, you're kicking them out, basically. But that's not what they meant. They were just like, yeah, you're ready to, like, lock in on this, bro.
I'm ready to lock in. All right.
Tell us when you're ready to play a song. We are playing off of YouTube Music, so if you hear an ad, just go with it, gang.
Oh, no, I got premium.
Oh, you got... Gang, he's ready.
I'm ready. I'm prepped for this.
He got the premium, bro.
He's not new to this. He's true to this, bro.
Whoa. Exactly. Big one.
Okay, should I just, like, play it, or...
Well, first, I like to tell him, like, hey, we're listening to Soft Cult by... Or okay. Listen,
yeah,
whatever.
Like,
you go ahead.
Song.
All right.
Yeah.
These also are not working.
Yeah, they're not really working.
You're gonna find out nothing works.
Nothing works here.
No, continue. Run it.
That's all good.
They're not funding us.
All right. I'm gonna just pause this.
Okay. It's already paused.
Oh, wait. This one?
Oh, no. We'll pause it.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. I'm actually
stupid. No, it's okay. You're not stupid. Oh, wait. Is the mic already on?
The mic's on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're listening to Spiraling Out by Soft Cult. Yeah. It's an artist that I quite like, so I hope you guys enjoy it, too.
And then turn the dial down.
This for
the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
bring it up a bit. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Tell us what you thought about that song, Soft Cult. I wasn't even hip to that, but Moise is putting us on. And we're just having a bit of a blast in here with Moise. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
we're just having a bit of a key, a bit of a laugh.
I was thinking you're having a key.
A bit of a key? What is a key?
Whoa, I'll let Axel go.
A key's like... You'll get it eventually.
I'll get it eventually. Like, are you gatekeeping?
I was like,
right,
I'll let Axel take this one. And then Axel's like, girl, you'll get it.
Nah, he just doesn't want to tell me.
To me, a key, okay, a key is short for Kiki. Kiki is something drag queens in the 80s would use to be like, we're having a hangout and where we're like dishing out, like, you know, like
a key.
We're hanging out.
Which actually could be a cultural thing too, because in Brazil, the way they laugh on text is Kiki.
I've seen that before in like YouTube comment sections.
So I don't know. There could be some sort of like intertwined.
So, you know, like when, like, let's say like two like drag queens were just like backstage and they were like gossiping and they were like having a blast.
That was they're having a key.
Okay. You guys are really putting me on here. Okay.
Yeah. So what you experienced just now was a bit of a key.
That was a bit of a key. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And to continue this key, we're going to play another song. This one's going to be LSD and the Search for God, which I think people probably know about, but it's still a good song.
The album?
I mean...
What song are we playing about?
We're going to play Starting Over, LSD and the Search for God.
We saw this live.
Oh, you did?
I saw this live. They opened for Panchico in 2023.
Oh my god, you're so lucky. I want to see both of those so badly.
That's so sick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And some random dude with a banana.
A random dude with a banana.
I do.
Thank you.
All right, well, without further ado, we're going to play music again.
Thank you. free, and I love how it feels. Oh, I love how it feels. It'll be close to the end when you come back again. Inferential markings. Jail's beauty is you. Life penalties do. Life's one of the few. Gone swept with the new. Dust trails behind a comet. That's the love that's across you bore. On a hook swimming in the orbit. That's the burden I adore. You know they capture a live one. All is forgiven today. Second to view, it's a hefty pull. This generation's not free.
Mientras su madre jura que este mundo es el infierno.
Bingo.
Hey guys.
Hello,
hey.
Friends. Wow, you guys have just been faced with so many amazing sounds.
Yeah, I'm really liking it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. We're having a bit too much of a key.
We're having a.
Like, Moyes just learned what key is. I don't know if you guys got that.
Yeah, they just put me on.
We did put him on. We've actually been putting him on hella. Like, he's making friends outside of the country.
He's making friends like a whole 18 hours away.
I just made a friend in Singapore and I haven't even met him yet. So.
Yes, bro. Yeah.
Things are looking up right
now.
I'll
like send him like your.
We go on places like, you can't even.
6 foot. Like,
like advertising him. Like, I was about to go like on a date with him.
Yeah. Yes, that's what we just did, Tinder. Essentially.
Do they have Tinder in Singapore?
I know they have Hinge.
They have Hinge? Okay. Yeah. If they have Hinge, they definitely have Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure those are, like, global apps at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Especially because it's, like, majority English-speaking.
Yeah.
And, like, such a, like, and business-wise, like, I'm guessing, like, every single, like, capital student is like, ooh, Singapore's where we have to go next, you know?
And you know Singapore has 4 national languages.
Yeah.
So it's, like, very easy to just, like, know what
we
to
know
speak.
Because of Xiaomin.
Wow.
I wonder, like, how Singaporeans... like receive Americans, like that is interesting to me.
Right?
How so?
I don't know, because I think about like how French people, like when Americans go to France, they're like, ugh, get the zazazaw,
or whatever. Like everyone hates Americans.
Low key, no. If you go to Brazil, they love Americans.
Really?
That is
they're
true.
Like, oi, 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 man.
El Salvador too. They love Americans.
Yeah, they're like all huggy lovey because they're Americans. They're like, yeah. But I wonder if you're Singaporean.
Yes.
Let us know, genuinely.
I think it also is, like, a generational thing.
Also, every time we ask, like, let us know, gang, none of y'all let us know, bro. Like, what the hell? Or what the heck?
Hey, Pachiko!
Just can you say
ready this?
Maybe.
Probably.
You can say hell.
It's not really bad.
We might get a dump soon, bro.
Just dump the hell, bro.
JK.
That, I don't consider that a bad word.
No, I don't either. The FCC walks in.
The FCC is like...
holding a gun to our head.
You see like a red dog.
Oh my god.
Mind you, we love the FCC. We love them.
You're about to get kirked out, bro.
Oh yeah, they're amazing.
Literally, bro. Yeah, we love them.
We're saying really bad things on here today. Wow.
Yeah, we're kind of unhinged.
So out of control. This key is getting out of control. Are you guys like that?
Just finding
buzzword.
Kirk.
Just saying anything.
Yeah.
You know, our old showtime used to be from 6 to 7. And it was like last fall.
So it was like the peak of that meme was like, ugh.
Oh my god.
And then
that
would be our bit was like, oh, what? They'll be like, when's your show? From Thursday, 6 to 7.
Just walking every day like 6, 7.
Bro. It would start to tweak towards the latter end of that meme. It tweaked me out a bit.
Honestly, yeah, it was like the second coming of Hawktua, bro. Like it was just like another vocal stem to like.
It was looking worse than Hawktua though.
It was not even worse.
Bro, 6-7 was so insufferable, bro.
Cause like 6-7, there's just like 2 numbers. Like you can just hear that anywhere. Like,
but like, what's 9 plus 10?
Oh my god. Okay, I low-key found that so funny when I was a kid though.
Yeah,
that one was fire. See, memes don't hit the way they used to.
No.
True.
Our friend had a birthday. Like recently, and then her cake said, "What's 9 plus 10?"
Honestly, that's a good point.
Bring back
it's
old
been
memes,
long enough
bro.
Now.
Forget 6-7, bro.
Yeah.
9 plus 10.
Exactly.
Literally, bro.
It's always just a new number.
Well, let's get into the next song. What are we about to listen to?
All right.
So much time.
We about to put on some Panchico, because we've been talking about them, and now I want to play Panchico.
Fair.
And we're gonna play "Cut" by Panchico, one of my first songs that I listened to from them.
Fire.
So without further ado, here we go.
Bring that one. Yep. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. delirio desesperado por tu atención. Es un deseo, una fantasía, es una ilusión. Y ya no podía, yo sé lo que siente, que estés conmigo ahora, que estés conmigo ahora. Y ya no podía, yo sé lo que siente, que estés conmigo ahora. No sé si me miento, es que me encantaría.
Hello.
Like my clothes, and it just became a thing.
We're back.
Yeah.
Called, great I don't know what to play great next.
Ball. Yeah. Okay.
You guys. Anyone, like, can it, like, I cue what?
A solo operation? Well, in high school, it was like a solo op. And then.
Bjork.
MC,
yes, I can play some Bjork.
We kind of like branched out. And I met like.
I hope you guys are having a great week.
CFO,
happy Holy Week to those who celebrate.
Make it into an LLC. I still work with him.
Nice.
So, let's go on to the next song. It is like Yoga by Bjork.
Because he's a business major.
Mm-hmm.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense. Only with you, you don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscape.
need to make a sound. New York, quieting down, I need to make a sound. Kingston, quieting down, I need to make a sound. Brazil, quieting down, I need to make a sound.
Hi guys. So the song is still playing in the background, and that was Bucky Dongun by MIA, and I personally really love that song. It's just about, you know, British monarchy. If you guys can listen to the lyrics, pretty fun. So we're wrapping up here. It was a lovely show. You guys want to say your last remarks?
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being nice to Moise and to me and to Val. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, of course.
And treat Steven nicely, please.
It's been great being Moise? On air with you guys.
Yeah. What are your last remarks?
It's been great running this key. And thank you.
Right. On that note. All right. Bye, guys. Good night. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Happy Easter. Do you like me vulnerable? I'm armed and I'm equal. More fun for the people. Physical, brute force. Still eyeing you the boss. Leave you so doable. Grind me down, sugar salt.